Sometimes, of course, people wonder if they've reached this high spiritual stage or a high spiritual stage. I've met people who've had strong experiences, meditation experiences or experiences in puja or just experiences. And they've come to me and they said, well, I'm not sure, but I'm beginning to wonder if I've entered the stream, if this is the bodhicitta and I'm now irreversible from enlightenment. And I always say, well, we won't know, will we? You know, and we won't know for a long time. It's great that you've had that experience. It's a wonderful thing. But, you know, we won't actually know. If you're still following the Dharma in 20 years' time, and you've kept at it regardless of illness, difficulty, and so on, maybe you could, maybe you might have got somewhere. That's what I always say. I'm not trying to pour cold water on it, but I think it's, you know, hubris is so easy to get into in the spiritual life. You know, you have a big experience and you think, oh, maybe I've arrived. Anyway, but when I read people like Shantideva, I get the feeling that he is not concerned about what level he's on at all. He's so absorbed in, he's so concerned to work the bodhicitta more deeply, more thoroughly into himself and his world, there is no time, no room to think about levels of attainment. There's just no space for that. In fact, you get the impression that the rising of the bodhicitta for Shantideva is itself a great surprise. He's just amazed. He's so absorbed in spiritual practice, spiritual life, he's forgotten about himself. So he says in amazement, just as a blind man may find by chance a priceless jewel in a heap of refuse, so somehow this bodhicitta has appeared in me. He's just amazed. How could this be? So the attainment is real, is really egoless, and he accepts it in all humility, in real, genuine humility. In fact, he says, today my birth has borne fruit, and my humanity has been fulfilled. Today I am reborn in the Buddha family, and I am now a son of the Buddha. And now I must live up to my birth, and by my actions must place no stain upon that spotless family. So, using, you know, very powerful Indian notions of lineage, he sees himself as a son of the Buddha, as part of their lineage. He's not out on his own, and he resolves to keep the tradition pure by making every effort to live from bodhicitta and to work the bodhicitta into himself, to transform all experience into the glorious form of the Buddha.